Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
South Carolina pulls one of the stunners of the SEC baseball weekend, not just taking the series from top five Vanderbilt, but sweeping the Commodores for the first time since 2009. Hell of a one. I'm Chris Phillips. He's Harrison Fant. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well, so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, check out the podcast, which drops daily on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us across social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And, of course, guys, stay up to date with the latest from us over at our website at secunfiltered.com. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Roback. Guys, head over to roback.com and use the promo code SECU at checkout to get 20% off your entire first purchase. Again, guys, that's ROBACK.com, promo code SECU at checkout. Guys, the weather's warming up. You're heading to the ball game. You're heading to the tailgate. You're on the golf course. Whatever it might be, you want to make sure you're equipped with Roback. They got polos. They got pullovers. They got hoodies. They got quarter zips. Whatever you need, they got. Heck, they've even got women's apparel so you can outfit the entire family. Again, that's Roback.com, RHOBACK.com, promo code SECU to get 20% off your first purchase. I welcome in my co-host, Harrison Fant. Harrison, appreciate you taking the time. What's going on, man?
Chris, great to be here. And we got some exciting baseball to talk about with Carolina and Vanderbilt. And what a series it was. I mean, it was incredible.
Right on cue, it seems, Harrison. Both you and I pick Vanderbilt to go into Columbia, win the series, right? South Carolina, after they lose on opening SEC weekend to Ole Miss. It seems like the Gamecocks are down and out. The calling for Mark Kingston's job begins. I think pretty much all of D1 baseball and everybody else who makes predictions, they picked the Vanderbilt Commodores. And again, not only does South Carolina win this series, they sweep this series. An exclamation point. We talked before, Harrison, by the way, a couple weeks ago, right, talking the SEC season, that it's these sweeps one way or another that really throw your season for a loop. It either energizes you and it can get you back on track, like what it's done for South Carolina, or for Vanderbilt, kind of gut check time, right, after starting the season off hot. And, you know, you play in tournament play, you look really good, right? I was a doubter of Vandy. They reeled me back in. Now I'm sitting here wondering, like, what in the world happened to the Commodores? A nightmare weekend. Let's talk about this series. Harrison, is again, the Gamecocks win all three games, 8-4, 8-3, and 10-2 in a series, by the way, that doubleheader on Saturday because of bad weather on Friday. So a doubleheader Saturday, game on Sunday. And I think you saw, Harrison, we talk a lot about momentum and the way that positive or negative it can snowball on you. This series, I want to go to a critical moment in game one, okay? Critical moment in game one, close game, back and forth. You expected a good series, right? A competitive series. I don't know that either of us expected a sweep one way or another. Close back and forth. As soon as Vandy dropped that pop-up in the outfield, that pretty much set the tone for the entire weekend and what we saw. South Carolina was not going to be stopped from that point. Harrison, I'll let you get in here and give your thoughts. Just your immediate reaction before we dive into the nitty-gritty, South Carolina sweeping Vanderbilt, just how massive this is for the Gamecocks, and your thoughts on Vanderbilt now as they try to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, Chris, and it was the Gamecocks really pumping the brakes for the Commodores. I mean, they came in one of the hottest teams in the country, just offensively especially, and the pitching staff in Carolina, which we talked about, had a lot of question marks, not a lot of depth, and Eli Jones, I think, really set the tone in that first game. I'm going just over six innings, one hit, two earned, four Ks. He wasn't striking guys out, but he was getting a lot of ground balls, commanding all his pitches, missing a lot of the barrels too. And that really set the tone on the offensive, on the pitching side for the Gamecocks to really excel and have a great chance of winning the series, let alone ended up sweeping it.
And I want to say this too, Harrison, get out ahead of this, because I was someone that we do SEC baseball power rankings on a week-in, week-out basis. And obviously, of course, there's going to be a lot of movement week-in, week-out, because you're not necessarily trying to overreact and say, okay, a team that was one is now going to be at 14 because they lost a series. But there's got to be some movement, right, as these teams beat up on each other. I want to say this about South Carolina, because I believe they were 12th or 13th in our power rankings last week. I stand by this, too. This is going to be one of the most volatile teams in the SEC this year. Like, this team, and I don't even say this, it's not a positive or a negative. It just is what it is, and I think those that are fans of the Garnet and Black, they're going to know what I'm talking about. This is a Mark Kingston team. Harrison, you've watched it for many years. This is going to be a team that there's obviously talent with this group. It's South Carolina. You don't not have talent. You've got Ethan Petrie. You've got Cole Messina. You got Kennedy Jones. You got Gavin Casas. You got guys stepping up in the lineup. One of the best lineups in the SEC, you could argue. But this is going to be a squad that weekend in, weekend out. One weekend, you're going to get what we saw this past weekend. And the next weekend, it's going to look like a group that's never touched a baseball field. And it just, that's what we, until I see differently, that's what we've seen under Mark Kingston. They're going to be a 34 to 36 win club. They're going to go 15 and 15. Maybe they're going to go 16 and 14, but they're going to go somewhere between 14 and 16 and 16 and 14 in league play. And they're going to be one of those teams. I don't know if they're going to even host a regional. They're going to be one of the most dangerous teams into the postseason because the upside is through the roof. They got Omaha upside, or they could literally go 2-Q. Like, South Carolina is going to be one of the most volatile teams in the SEC this year. Would you agree or disagree?
Chris, no, I definitely agree with that. I agree with everything you said there, but I'm going to absolutely pump the brakes on your statement of Carolina being one of the most arguably best offensive lineups in the SEC. I'm pumping the brakes on that. I mean, I can count three or four different offenses I'd rather take over them, starting with the Florida Gators, LSU, I mean, Tennessee. I mean, outside of this week, I'd take Vanderbilt too. Consistency.
Well, and I'll say this to your point, because that is a good point, right? I think South Carolina, what we saw, and you look at the numbers again, as we look at the notes, you know, it should not surprise anyone that as Ethan Petrie heats up, as Cole Messina heats up, but like you think about last year, Harrison, this team went as Ethan Petrie went. So like when Ethan Petrie's hot and we got Ethan Petrie's name in the notes a lot and he's hitting a lot of home runs, shocker, the Gamecocks are winning. On weekends when Ethan Petrie, he goes cold maybe, they're probably going to struggle. I think the thing, though, that impressed me the most, because South Carolina, I think, is going to hit enough to win a good amount of games this year. But the pitching emerging and the pitching stepping up. You mentioned Eli Jones, as good as he was in that game one spot. I think South Carolina probably – I'll say this. They got to figure things out in the game two slot. Dylan Eskew has not been great for them, although the numbers, three innings pitched. Two runs, one earned. But, I mean, again, only giving you three innings. They got to figure out who they want to go with. Ty Good was really good in that game on Saturday. And then Sunday, how about this kid? Tyler Pitzer coming out of nowhere, right? Coming out of nowhere, 6 1/3 innings pitched, three hits, two runs, no earned runs, had 9 strikeouts in this ball game. Your takeaways from the pitching staff for South Carolina, because, again, I think that was what was most impressive when you look back. Gamecocks score 26 total runs in this weekend, but again, they only allowed 9 runs total. To your point, a Vanderbilt lineup that had been very good at this point.
Yeah, Chris, absolutely. And that was the biggest takeaway for me, was the pitching side for the Gamecocks stopping this really, really hot Vanderbilt hitting, I mean, throughout the whole lineup. I mean, we talked about how great they were in Texas. I mean, putting up double-digit runs in almost every game, just the power they have through the lineup. And the questions we've had in the rotation, but also in the bullpen for the Gamecocks. And Tyler Pitzer just, he absolutely stepped up to the challenge on Sunday with a sweep opportunity, and he shoved. I mean, he came in 3-0 with under a sub-1 ERA, a 1-2-2 whip, 20-6 strikeout-to-walk ratio. And he took the ball and took the opportunity and ran with it. Just over 6 innings, 3 hits, 9 Ks, no runs earned. His 12-6 curveball was absolutely deadly. Just someone could really pick it up.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And take the opportunity to run with it. And I think he earned that Sunday role going forward. Mm.
And I think, Harrison, too, what's really unique about this series, you know, 99% of the time, I feel like we're talking about great pitching or great offense, and certainly we're doing that here. But I feel like defense, playing the field, impacted this series as much as any series you'll probably see this season. Again, I mentioned that drop, pop, fly in game one. I mean, you look back at games two and three even. And I mean, I'm really, really stunned how sloppy a Tim Corbin team was in the field, because that's just not – you know, we're used to Vanderbilt being very disciplined and playing like, at minimum, what you know you're going to get from Vandy They may not have the best lineup. The pitching's typically going to be elite, but they may not have the best lineup 1-9, but like they're going to play sound baseball. They're going to 3-2 and 5-1 you to death, right? They're going to play just really clean baseball. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to make you beat them. And that just wasn't the case this weekend.
Yeah, Chris, absolutely. And that was a big thing, was the Gamecocks taking advantage of errors in the first game and in the third game. The second game, I think Carolina had more errors than Vanderbilt, but they really capitalized on those errors in which they did score, or continue innings, extending those innings, extending the pitchers for Vanderbilt, being on the mound, throwing more pitches, just those opportunities that kept coming up and, you know, taking advantage of them. And they played really sound defense, a lot of double plays, a lot of clean defense, which is key in the SEC. I mean, I think it's a thing that can be easily overlooked with just the power arms and the power bats, but defense wins a lot of games.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to have that piece for sure. And again, South Carolina, I'm just looking at the notes again. You see Ethan Petrie's name a lot. You see Cole Messina's name a lot. When those guys are clicking, I mean, South Carolina is going to be as tough to beat as anyone. And also, Harrison, I want to highlight this. The Gamecocks are becoming one of the most entertaining teams in the SEC to watch, with guys like Chris Veach and Garrett Gainey, who became gift-worthy on late Saturday night. Your thoughts on the energy and the electricity from those guys? And I'll just say this before you go. And I said this on social media. I'll echo this again. I got no problem with pitchers celebrating. Make baseball more fun. Grow the game. If we're going to do that. And I know it was end of game. I get that. I don't care when it is, though. Hey, if you want to skip off the mound every inning or do a dance every time you get a strikeout or an out, be my guest. But let hitters pimp homers, man. Let hitters. Like, we cannot have this double standard. Like, if guys can do jumping jacks and do a, you know, do a handstand and kick and act crazy on the mound, let guys pimp homers. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Chris, I'm 100% agree with you on that. It makes the game more fun. It makes the game more exciting. Both teams are into it. The fans are really into it. And I mean, Gamecock pitching, it seems to take celebrations a little far for my taste. I mean, I'm more of a let my stuff and let my outing prove and talk for itself. I mean, Chris Veach is kind of skipping around off the mound after the eighth inning, with ending with a strikeout after giving up a home run early in the inning. And then you got just Garrett Gainey, just not my cup of tea. I mean, I like the energy and excitement, but I mean, you do you, kid. But if you give up a home run, you got to wear it. I mean, we saw it in the Florida LSU series, the chippiness and the chatter back and forth. I mean, let both sides play. Let the boys play.
And I mean, to your point, you got to wear it. We saw it with Gainey already in the Clemson series, where it's like, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, Harrison. I'm sure there's many a Gamecock vote that are just on edge waiting on me to say something they come to me on social media for. But and I don't want to be the old man yelling at clouds, but it's not my cup of tea either. Yeah. I love like guys having fun, like grow the game, make it more exciting. But I don't know, man. Maybe if you threw 100, maybe if you threw 100, I'd let you get away with it. But it's like, man, like as long as you're winning, it's great. As long as you're winning, it's great. But you know, there's going to be a time in this game where the baseball gods come for their due. And I just not my cup of tea. That's all I'm saying.
No, but Chris,
it feels a little much.
Maybe the sweep and just kind of how he approaches, that's just kind of who he is, I think. But the bullpen really just stepped up.
And he was electric, by the way. Let's throw incredible. That out there. He was electric.
He was at Wynn for 3 years, Liberty last year. And I think he's great at the pen. I mean, 14 innings pitched, 4 hits, 23 strikeouts to 3 walks. I mean, the SEC, that's incredible. I mean, he's a staple guy in the bullpen. He definitely needs to be a back end kind of. He has that mentality too. I mean, obviously the energy, but that mentality of a closer and just coming in and show stopping and just that mindset. He fits that role. I mean, Ty Good, also great relief in game 2. The College of Charleston transfer in his 5th year. He's got a 1.65 ERA. I mean, 16 innings pitched. I mean, he's got great stuff too. 21 strikeouts, 5 walks. I mean, those two guys, and Matthew Becker too on Sunday. I mean, he was great as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are kind of Chris Veach. Those are kind of the big three names out of the bullpen. And those guys need to consistently put up good outings and shut the door when they come in. And that's going to win the Gamecocks a lot of games.
Yeah. Those are three guys. Absolutely. They virtually have to have good outings from on a weekly basis. Got Harrison. Yeah, go ahead.
I know for you, Chris. I mean, Gamecocks have won the last 5 games against Vanderbilt in Founders Park. I mean, it was the last time they swept him was 2009, though.
Yeah, so. something about it, man. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, South Carolina's had Vandy's number, it seems, on the home field, which, again, I think also just speaks to, again, it's just really tough to go on the road. But what's ironic about that is that, you know, you win three in a row this year on the home field. 2 years ago, South Carolina was terrible. So the fact that they won, that was one of the very few series they won in that season.
Yeah, and you talked about outscoring them 26-9, a Vanderbilt team, which we had no intentions of that happening. I mean, they led by 11 extra base hits, Petrie's name all over each box score, all over the RBI category. He extended his on-base streak to 34 games dating back to last season. So, like you said, when Petrie's name is in the lineup and he's doing well, the Gamecocks are usually scoring a lot of runs, and that leads to wins.
So, Harrison, in closing, we talk about teams that we're buying or selling stock on. What's your immediate reaction to this weekend? Because, again, you know, it's the same way that folks are going to say it was unfair to overreact, quote-unquote, to South Carolina dropping 2 of 3 at Ole Miss, right? If you're going to say that, that's fine. Then we got to keep things consistent. I think it's a great sign for South Carolina, but I don't think all of a sudden, because they swept Vandy, you proclaim the Gamecocks as one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the SEC. Same thing with the Vandy side, right? Like, I know people are going to be pissed looking at the top 25 rankings that came out from D1 baseball. Vanderbilt is still in the top 10. They're ranked 7th. South Carolina is 18th, right? It's like, obviously, you're not selling all your stock on Vandy. You're not buying all the stock available in South Carolina. But, like, how much does it shift? Because, again, South Carolina did make a big-time statement this weekend.
Yeah, Chris, for me, I mean, that's exactly kind of right. I think South Carolina definitely, they proved the most. It wasn't Vanderbilt exposed. It was South Carolina proved the most, shutting down that offense for Vanderbilt and just the pitching, you know, roles that were filled and the, just how well they did. And playing at home, obviously, it definitely helps. You know, in the SEC, we talked about how great teams have been in the SEC at home, and that home field advantage plays a huge role. But I'm not buying stock on USC just yet, but I'm also not selling stock in the Vandy boys. I mean, we look at South Carolina's schedule. They travel to Tuscaloosa to play a really good Alabama team, and then they play back at home against Texas A&M Aggies. So I'm just not buying stock yet. But
you mentioned it, Harrison. I mean, this is, you know, not to say that the gauntlet didn't start with Vandy, obviously, but I mean, you mentioned what lies ahead for them. At Alabama, Texas A&M at Founders, at Florida, then you got Arkansas coming to town. Yep. And that's bookended by Kentucky,
which is Founders.
Right. So I mean it's and again, that's what's gonna make SEC baseball so awesome. And I think what this series is a microcosm of, we're gonna be talking about series like this every single week, where it's just, this is a league where it's gonna beat up on each other. The talent's so supreme, it's incredible. And again, the Gamecocks rule the roost at Founders Park as they take all 3 games from the Vandy boys. Guys, it's going to do it all for us. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well, so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, check out the podcast, which drops daily, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And of course, guys, stay up to date with the latest from us over at secunfiltered.com. For Harrison Fant, I'm Chris Fiddles. We appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.